Hello.
Hey, Mike. This is Dan with Local Splash. Just got back from lunch.
So, no problem. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I was looking to see how your client interview went. It looks like it got rescheduled for today at 2 o'clock. Is that right?
Yeah, she called me yesterday, and I was in the middle of putting in a toilet, and I told her, call me right back. Give me like 10 minutes. Let me turn the water on for the customer or whatever. And then my damn phone died.
Oh, that's why she said she called and it didn't ring or something. So that's probably what happened. Yeah.
Yeah, my phone had died. So I was like, damn. But, what was I going to tell you? Yeah, I don't know, man. What, I don't know what to do, Daniel.
The insurance.
I think I might just have to scrap this whole thing or something. That Russell or that whatever, he don't even do that shit no more.
Really? Man, that's crazy,
He checked yesterday, and then remember I told you I filled out the thing you sent me, and then he sent me to another thing, and I called them, and they want $165 a month.
Wow. Okay.
And I can't, like I said, you know, I can't afford it, and then I can't see paying $149 a month for, you know, something that's not, you know what I mean? Not really.
Well, yeah, it gives you a website, first page placement on Google in the map section, and there it's not like a lead fee. It's an unlimited amount of clicks and calls.
Yeah, so it's not like a guaranteed lead. So I guess, my question is, does it still give me, it gives me leads, I guess, right? It gives me some type of advertisement
What it does is it's not a pay-per-lead service. It's search engine optimization. So you show up as a top recommended option on the map section on the first page. So there you get an unlimited amount of clicks and calls. Like right now, if somebody searched for your services, you're nowhere to be found. So if they're searching on Google, they can't find you. You have no chance of getting the call. Now, by doing what you've already paid for, right? Now you have a custom website online, you're branded on 60 online directories, but more importantly, you show up as a top recommended option in the map section on the first page of Google. And here's the thing too, for Google Guarantee, this process is necessary. So it's not like you're losing a step on Google Guarantee. I would just keep shopping around on the insurance. But once you have this going, right, you may decide, hey, I don't even need the Google Guarantee. Like, I'm getting enough traction from the map section. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't really sure, and then I've just been getting so frustrated with this damn inch. Like, man, why is it so hard, you know?
And our reps, like, I tried to get an answer from Perry, who's, like, our Google Guarantee rep, and the thing he sent me, it isn't really for, like, business insurance. Like, he told me he's not, we're not allowed to, like, refer certain companies, but, you know, I'm like, man, I just sent you what my colleague sent and what I've seen a couple other clients have, but I would just I would take your time on that and shop around until you get a good deal. And as we're onboarding new clients in your category, I'm going to just start asking them, like, hey, what do you use? You know, and I'll just kind of pass that along. But yeah, it's unfortunate. I wish we did insurance too, you know, because then you'd be set, man.
Yeah. Even before I spoke to you, I've been wanting it. Like I said, I'm just trying to, you know, and I'm getting a little bit more busy and stuff. I'm getting a little bit, you know, I just, this time of year and everything else, you know, as I don't know if I mentioned to you, I bought a truck the other day and it broke down. I just finally got it fixed. But with Christmas and just buying this house last month and everything, I just don't, you know, I don't have the money to, you know, that's between the $149 and then the 100 something for it. You know, that's next to $300 a month. You know, now who's to say, you know, after Christmas, you know, after maybe the first of the year, I might be making so much money it don't matter. You know what I mean? But right now, I can't afford it right now, you know?
No, I get it. The extra bill for the insurance, and then you got the Google Guarantee lead fees, and it's just like, man, what's going on?
That,
you know, but.
And I don't start something, then I got to shut it off 2 weeks later and wait for all this. You know what I mean?
Just right. Yeah. Yeah, what I'd recommend, so, like, because even, like, you're not out there selling lemonade. You know, you make a good profit. So, you know, even one job from this, it's not only going to pay for that $149, but it should help you with the insurance, too. So then you're able to get that rolling, and you don't lose really a step on Google Guarantee, because we have to build the website. We have to have the map placement and generating the reviews on there. So it's still ultimately going to help you with Google Guarantee, you know?
Okay.
But yeah, the only thing is the insurance is needed, right? Plus it gives you time too to finish that GC license, you know, and switch your electrical license over to Idaho. So, you know, it's kind of like patience is a virtue type of thing, right? Like it'll end up working out for you for sure, you know?
Yeah. Okay, right on, Daniel. Then, yeah, I'll just stick with my – they're supposed to call me, you know, in a half hour or so. I'll just stick with that and give them all the information. And then I email – I guess when I'm done with them, then I'll be able to download all my pictures, or do I email them to you? And
either way, so you could either email me the photos and I'll attach them, or you could go into your tracking system with the login credentials I sent you. Just type in your username and password. Sure, I'll resend those to you right now.
Yeah, I'm going to say, if you can resend those to me, and then I ain't even going to open that until I get home, and then I'll write it all on my little, I'll have my wife write it on my thing in my office or whatever. Because like I said, she does all my little scheduling and my billing and all that, so I'll just have her write it down, and I'll have her help me with it so she knows, because she'll probably be the one, you know, entering all my pictures and all that, you know.
Yeah, and I sent you – here, I'm going to resend to you this YouTube video. It just shows her, like, kind of how to use the tracking system. But if she ever has questions on it, too, tell her she could call me and I could walk her through this stuff. But it's super easy. Like, your tracking system's like your hub where you can add new photos, new promotions, just track all your results. Like, you want to get used to it, you know?
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
If you can't figure it out when you're – because we close at 5, right? So if it's like after hours, just shoot me the email with the photos, and I'll enter them in first thing in the morning, and then I'll just call or text you letting you know, hey, I got those in for you, you know?
Okay, right on.
If you can't figure it out, but it's super easy. Like, all you do, just play around on your tracking system, but when you go to business info, you'll see a section for media, and that's where you add all your photos.
Right on. That'll work. This thing, and then I should be off today before you guys close.
Perfect.
Be off, and then if I got any questions, I'll give you a holler.
Just give me a call. 2 p.m. is that good though for the client interview? Does that time work for you?
You know what? Right now it's almost 2 p.m. your time or my time?
Oh, 2 p.m. your time. So it's going to be 1 p.m. our time. So it's 30 minutes from now.
Can we make it, so it's an hour, so can we make it 3 o'clock my time?
Let me see if they have that available.
I pick my kids up at 2:50. I'm at a job right now, but I'll be out of here in about 20, 25 minutes, and then I have to go pick them up. You know, then I'll be home, and I'll be in my office or whatever, so I can do everything I need.
Give me 1 second. I see their appointments booked at 2, but give me one at 3 your time. But give me one quick second. Let me just message.
Yeah, if we can do it a little later or something, you know what I mean, 3:30, 4, whatever. I'll be home and clear after 3, though, the rest of the day.
Hold on, let me just go straight to the source. I'm going to message the supervisor on that side. So
there you go.
He's actually, we're having like a company event, and he's actually staying at my house next Wednesday. because he moved out of the area, so he's working like remotely now. So let me message him real quick. All right, let me just get an answer. All right, sent the message. I know you're probably busy, so I'm trying to get you an answer ASAP.
Okay.
He's reading it. It's weird when we're remote. Like, I used to just be able to walk into his office. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see what he's saying here. It says it's got the little dots. He's typing. Normally, I could just book it in for that time, but I see they're booked at that time, so I'm just trying to see.
I mean, I could probably do it. It'd just be a little easier. Like I said, I'll be home then, and, you know, I can sit down in my office and you know, give them everything they need or whatever.
Right, right, right. Okay, he told me to move it. Awesome. Okay. All right, so I'm moving it right now to 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. for you, okay? So you're locked in. It'll probably be him doing it because he's taking the overflow. But if not, it'll be Chris again that called you originally, okay?
Okay. Appreciate it. And then, like I said, once I get done with that, I'll try to figure out, you know, if I can do these pictures or whatever, and if I got any questions. Like I said, it'll probably be her. I'll have her doing it, so, you know, if she has any questions. And I don't know if I need to just put it on my account or whatever. Or just,
yeah,
you know.
That's. I was going to actually ask you for that before I got off the phone. Give me 1 second, though. Let me just get this booked in real fast. All right, so that is booked. Boom. Send. And hold on. He said I don't see it. I put just added it. All right. And let me add, what's her name? I'll add her on as an authorized user.
Alicia, A-L-I-C-I-A.
Okay, got it. Bose, right?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, that's how it comes on your caller ID, actually, so I should already know. So I just added Alicia to you as an authorized user on the account as well. Okay?
Okay, cool. Yeah, that would, like, take doing all my, you know, probably adding all my pictures and everything else. So if she's got any questions or whatever, then she can just get a hold of you.
Right, right.
Yeah,
exactly. By me adding her to you, like, normally if she wasn't added and she called in to, like, client support, right, we would have to call you for permission. If it was me, though, I would know, right? But I'm just adding her on so it covers all bases, okay?
All right, cool.
So I'm just going to put her as, like, your partner, okay?
Yep, that'll work.
All right, awesome. So she's added. And all right, so look out for that call between 3 and 4. I should be available at that time, too, so I should be able to, like, just introduce you to the tech. Okay?
Okay. That'll work.
All right. Awesome, Mike. You have a great rest of your day, and we will talk soon.
All right. Talk to you later. Thanks, Danny.
All right, sir. You're welcome. Bye.